IT, I guess, did an update, so it may not strike light today.
What?
IT, I guess, did an update over the, sometimes it may not strike light today. I brought the tape recorder down, so, you guys get to see what I'm putting in hot, just over here.
That's the red one? That's for me. There it goes. And then hit stop. And then just now I gotta do is just hit it.
And I would do that regardless. Just go ahead and hit that.
After I
hit
the prayer and pledge.
And if you don't see a professional, that's probably good for you.
I guess we'll start with a prayer. Thank you, Sue.
Okay.
I'm going to call the Taney County Commission meeting to order April 6th at 9:06 a.m. Do we have any commission remarks? Next on the agenda is road vacates.
Yes, Commissioner Schofield, I'm going to take up a petition for relocation of a portion of Fairview Church Road and vacation of the prior roadway. This will be a first reading of the petition, which is made pursuant to Section 228.010, which you'll recall requires that the applicant, the petitioner, read the petition at this time, and then no further action is taken until the next term day, at which time interested parties can voice any opinions or remonstrances that they may have. So with that, I'll read the petition, which reads that the County Commission for Taney County, Missouri, petition for relocation of a portion of Fairview Church Road and vacation of the prior road. The undersigned petition pursuant to Section 228.010 hereby requests the relocation of a portion of Fairview Church Road and vacation of the prior roadway, and in support thereof state, count one, relocation. Each of the undersigned petitioners is a registered voter of Beaver Township. Two, the relocation of Fairview Church Road in Beaver Township requested by petitioners, including the beginning, course, and termination thereof, is described in Exhibit A, which is attached hereto and incorporated by reference. Three, the prior location of that portion of Fairview Church Road at Beaver Township to be vacated is described in Exhibit B, which is attached hereto and incorporated by reference. Four, at least three of the undersigned petitioners are from the immediate neighborhood of the proposed relocation of Fairview Road. Five, the land through which the prior location and the proposed relocation of Fairview Church Road runs is owned by James L. Croson and Lynn. Linda J. Croson, and they have given the right-of-way for the proposed relocation by a grant of a permanent and perpetual easement for that purpose. A copy of the easement is attached as Exhibit C. Six, notice that this intended application for relocation and vacation, as required by Section 228.030, shall be given by posting notices at three public places in Beaver Township, with one posting at the proposed beginning and one at the proposed termination of the new location of Fairview Church Road. Seven, it is in the best interest of the county and the public to relocate Fairview Church Road, as reflected herein and described in the attached exhibits. Wherefore, the undersigned petitioners request that the County Commission for Tane County, Missouri, grant this application, enter its order relocating the portion of Fairview Church Road from its prior location to the location described in Exhibit A. Proceed as described in Section 228.010 to 228.190 as well, and make such other orders as it deems appropriate. Count 2, vacation. 1. The allegations of Count 1 are incorporated by reference. 2. The portion of Fairview Church Road described in Exhibit B is useless and of no public utility, and repairing it would be an unreasonable burden upon the district, public, and county. 3. Notice of this intended application for vacation, as required by Section 228.110, shall be given by posting notices at three public places in Beaver Township and personal service of a copy of the notice and application on all persons residing in the district whose lands are crossed or touched by the roadway to be vacated. Wherefore, the undersigned petitioners request that the County Commission for Taney County, Missouri, enter its order vacating that portion of Fairview Church Road described in Exhibit B of the petition filed herein, and make such other order as it deems proper. And that concludes the text of the application, and it is followed by the signatures of 13 individuals. As I say, I believe that under the statutes at this point, the matter is passed until the next term.
Okay. And we have more. There's an amended petition here. A vacation of Stone Road.
Correct. We have two petitions.
Okay.
Two petitions for Big Cedar, for Stone Road and for Peter Lane.
Okay.
Let me start with Stone Road. I represent Big Cedar, and my name is Brian Wade, and I represent Big Cedar and White Oak Ventures. Big Cedar and White Oak are authorized to transact business in the state of Missouri and state commission, but they are the owner of the real estate lying on both sides and fronting the substantiated portion of the road proposed to be vacated, said road being located in Oliver Township, Taney County, Missouri. Attached to the petition to vacate is a legal description of the road proposed to be vacated. Attached to the petition is a survey of the road to be vacated. And attached to the petition are the signatures of 12 residents of Oliver Township, through which the hearing of above referenced roads run, as required by Statute 228.10, supporting the application for the vacation of the roads, declaring them useless, and stating that repairing the same presents an unreasonable burden upon the district. At public hearing on January 9, 2014, the County Commission indicated that upon the completion of a state drive tunnel project, Stone Road would be approved for vacation. The state drive tunnel project has been completed. Petitioner is desirous of having the above-mentioned road vacated, and that such vacation vacation will not be detrimental to any adjoining landowner. Wherefore, the petitioner prays the commission in an inquiry order to vacate the road here and above mentioned. Moving down to the petition for Deer Lane Road. Again, Big Cedar and White Oak Ventures are authorized to transact business in the state of Missouri and state commission. They're the owners of the real estate line on both sides and fronting the substantiated portion of the road proposed to be vacated. Said real estate located in Oliver Township, Caney County, Missouri. Attached to the petition is the entire legal description of the road proposed to be vacated. Attached to the petition is the survey of the road proposed to be vacated. Attached to the petition are the signatures of 12 residents of Oliver Township, as required by Section 228.110, supporting the application for the vacation of roads, declaring them useless, and stating that the repairing of the same presents an unreasonable burden upon the district. All property adjoining Deer Lane Road is owned by petitioners Big Cedar and White Oak Ventures, and petitioners filed their application for vacation of the road, declaring it useless, and stating that the repairing of the same presents an unreasonable burden upon the district. Petitioners are desirous of having the road vacated. The vacation will not be detrimental to any other party. Petitioners pray the commission enter an order to vacate the road here and above mentioned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 343534 through 343623, warrants 6207 through 6209, and four journal entries, one for Road and Bridge, another one for Road and Bridge, a third for Road and Bridge for the transfer station, and the final one for first quarter recorder's reimbursement for retention and office expenses.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have approval of previous minutes and executive session minutes.
To approve regular session minutes dated March 30, 2015. And executive session minutes dated March 30th, 2015.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I have next on the agenda our county clerk presenting back tax book and form 1313.
I'll take a recess till she gets here.
All right. We'll recess. Thank you. All right, we'll come out of recess, and county clerk presenting the back tax book in form 1313.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
As you're aware, we went through the state audit, and they didn't find us doing anything illegal in the county, thank God. But a lot of the things they said that we weren't documenting procedures. So that's what I'm here for today, is to document these procedures. So officially, this is the back tax book. The auditor said that we weren't keeping a copy. I refused to print a paper copy because the collector already has a copy. So I did put it on CD, and it is saved in the computer program, which is backed up to the underground. So that should make everybody happy. But in the past, we were not keeping a copy in our office. The collector presented to you her settlement recently showing delinquents at $11,381,279.97. This is the form 1313, which has already been sent to the Department of Revenue and to the State Tax Commission. I am also showing that same $11,381,279.97, showing that both the collector and the clerk, also the commission, because I'm required to let you know, we are in perfect balance for a back tax. Also, one of the things that the state asked us to do was, our state auditor's office wanted to know, is were we checking the calculations in the back tax book? So we printed off one page for every year for personal property and real estate, and you'll see on here we actually did the calculations. These are the actual levies for each year. We did the calculations, and we match. So the tax book is calculating correctly. This is all of that paperwork, and my only duty here today is to make you aware of it. These records are kept on file in my office so the commission can access them at any time. But it does show that we did balance with the collector's office, and we do have a back tax book. Do you have any questions for me? Thank you, gentlemen. And, of course, this is your documentation that the commission has been made aware that we are in perfect balance.
Thank you.
So you're covered, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. Next on the agenda, exchange of BRO funds for soft match credit with Howell County.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
This is Spencer Jones with Great River Engineering, and we have another county that's willing to do a soft match trade on our bridge funding, and I'll let him cover the details, what the amount.
Okay. Howell County is requesting to trade some BRO funds for soft match credit funds that Taney County currently has. Howell County is requesting $80,000 worth of soft match credit in trade for $80,000 worth of their BRO credit to Taney County. So what that would do is that currently Taney County has an excess of $500,000 in soft match credit. By trading this, it will increase the Taney County's BRO balance by that $80,000, with the goal of increasing that BRO balance to an amount where Taney County can do a project utilizing those BRO funds for a bridge project. So it's you taking funds from your soft match credit to increase your BRO balance to allow you to pay for a future bridge replacement project. And this is very similar to some trades that you've done with some other counties recently.
Do you know, what have we just done recently? Do you remember? Both of them have been one-to-one. What were the amounts?
Previous has been a one-to-one, and this is also a one-to-one.
It's a one-to-one.
Match.
What were the amounts, do you know?
The amounts
do you remember
previous
the amounts?
Trades?
The previous trades were $75,000 for each county.
So it would be $150,000 for each of those, and this request is $80,000.
Is the soft match that you're showing a $500,000, is that after those two have already been taken out?
No, current, you, it's, as of December 14th, or 2014, you had 566,000. You would be trading 300 or 220,000,
okay,
if I got my math right. 230,000. So 566 minus the
three.
Two,
okay.
Yeah. So that'd put you in the ballpark of three.
Still have quite a bit in there.
Yeah. And the way that soft match credit works is that it's a 20, it pays for 20% of the project. So with that remaining balance that you have, you would have a, be eligible to do a project of about $1.6 million.
With our bro funds and our...
Yes, yeah. So the county, even with making this trade, the county would still have excessive BRO funds for a future project of about $1.6 million. Your current BRO balance, as it sits today, is... is 120,000, and you get about 120,000 a year into your BRO account. And so what this does is by trading the soft match, it accelerates the amount of money that you're getting,
right,
in your BRO balance. So,
but the BRO, the 120 plus the 80, if we do today's, plus the 150 from the previous.
Exactly, year. Exactly. Okay. So that balance is growing.
I know Danny's always been fine with them if it's a one-to-one, so. And I'm fine with them as long as it's a one-to-one, because, again, it's kind of unheard of.
It is. I can tell you that.
I know we're one of the few counties that has the soft match funds, plus one of the few counties that has the finances to not need the soft match as much and be able to utilize the bro funds better, so.
Yeah.
We're kind of in a win-win. Now, is this the typical... Frank's not in here. I thought the form name normally comes from MoDOT, not from the county itself.
Typically, it does come from... It typically is from county to county. It's really a transfer that happens from county to county that MoDOT is then made aware of so that they can adjust,
right,
the balances accordingly.
But is the... Is the form that we sign typically a state form, or is it a county form from the other county? I was thinking
my experience has been that it's from county to
county.
From the
county to county? Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other one came from the state. Move to approve the exchange of BRO funds from Howe County to Taney County in exchange for our soft match funds. A total of $80,000, which is a 1-to-1 ratio.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have next on the agenda, road and bridge updates.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I just have one item. This particular piece of equipment is a pressure washer. That's just the brand, and what's highlighted there is kind of a spec generated. I would like to be able to go out for bid to purchase two of these, one for Buchanan Chop and one for Mount Branson Chop. It's a pressure washer, steam cleaner. It's going to be in the neighborhood of around, estimated cost, $6,000. per unit. This is what they use, I mean, cleaning equipment, cleaning up before mechanic and on stuff, and they can use it, clean floors, different things. But David's current unit he has has been around since the mid-90s, and we need to replace it. He's had troubles with it, and it just needs to be replaced. Mount Branson has just a small unit. It's not a heat-type unit. It's just kind of a pressure small unit, and they need a bigger one to be able to clean equipment. This particular one that we're looking at, this will have a actually gasoline engine on it, which Buchanan's, that theirs had a gasoline engine, the one that had. We had one, a similar model, but ours had electric. And of course, we got rid of it a long time ago and put a bigger, a little bit bigger unit in a wash bay, and we still utilize that one.
I'm assuming this will take all the road material off of the machines to...
This is something that they use for removing grease, all the debris before they work on it. It helps clean up the equipment like their tow paver and different pieces like that. And you really need a pressure washer, one that heats the water, to be able to clean this stuff. So,
get with Ron Erickson. And
that's the reason I'm bringing it to you, is you know, I need to go out for bid so you guys have a heads up at knowing what we're bidding.
What kind of engine's on that?
It could be one of three or four different models, just depending on who bids. But it could be, these could come with a Briggs & Stratton or Onan or
Kohler.
Several different types of engines they put on this thing. So that's the reason for going out for bid. This is just an idea for a spec to put out there. It could be one of these machines or a similar type.
Nothing else?
Yeah, I didn't get that last week or last Monday. We got behind, so I had to let this one go through.
Where are we at with DNR and the transfer station?
We've met with them, talked to them, and as long as we can control our runoff and everything within the building, similar to what we're doing today, whether we go into holding tanks or if we connect to sewer, they don't really care what type of building as long as everything's enclosed. Actually how it works, it would be up to us patterning it off of similar transfer stations. So the one inspector gave us a list of surrounding transfer stations that operate similar to ours and ones we could go look at and get a good idea what works good, what may want to improve on. So,
what about the damage that was done from the commercial?
Is that we did get quotes in, and we've got to go out and get some itemized quotes. I got an email from Don. As soon as we get them back in, we've sent them to the insurance.
And they're being cooperative?
It's took me a while to get quotes from local contractors.
I mean, the company that hit it is being cooperative, insurance company, everything's...
As far as I know, I haven't heard anything from them, so I think we'd be in pretty fair shape there once we get these quotes that they can look at.
You guys notified DNR saying we couldn't close the doors?
Yeah, they're already aware of that. We made them aware, and then they got a first-hand look. The guy that actually inspects, he was there during our DNR meeting, so he was there also. And he got a good look at it. He's always been good to work with us. He knows we're going to fix it.
Yeah, they were patient with us last time we had an issue. So, what's his name?
Matthew
Knight?
Yeah. Right. So, I think he'll work fairly well with us. So, he's the one that actually gave me the list of surrounding ones and gives us a good eye which ones to go look at. So, some that's within driving distance anyway. I mean, as far as a day's time or half a day. So, I just haven't scheduled. I was wanting to get David to go look at some, get some ideas.
Yeah, let me know because I want to go with you.
Okay.
It's nothing like touring some trash facilities. So. Highlight of my week, some weeks.
Okay. Well, we'll if I can get something scheduled, I'll let you know. I'm just trying not to pick it on a Monday.
And right, Mondays are fine.
And Randy, especially I want to get with you on a take a go look at a road, Blue Ridge.
Okay.
I talked to both of the people down there, and they said they're both in agreement. There's no more fights. So I don't know.
I'll take you down there at the same time. Is there still a need for a meeting out there? Or?
I don't think so. I mean, you might want to make sure that they're both in agreement of the same thing, but they both acted like they were. I talked to them both separately. And both are willing to participate and give what's needed to be given. And
they're willing to accept us, take the road as it lays? I mean,
we need to go down there and, yes.
Okay, I can go down there and talk to him if he's willing to do that. Make that one of the contingencies, maybe.
Right.
Okay.
But yeah, Mike needs to go down and look at it. Make sure you take a couple mules so you can get back out.
Have you ever been on the back side of that one?
Yes.
Front side don't look near as bad as the back side.
There's a guy that drives it.
Well, I think he'd drive that one every day.
Well, he doesn't drive it every day, but he drives it.
It's similar to the one I took you on. It's
is that right?
Just a little wider, a little steeper.
So it's a mule trail.
That's why I said I wasn't joking.
Yeah. Pretty similar. So anyway.
I have one more thing.
Okay.
You've started your 410s?
Okay. Started that last week.
If I remember, I'll go ahead.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess we'll be in recess till 10 o'clock, and we're going to go into executive session.
Bye, Jen.
See ya.
I'll come around if you need me to.
No, I got it.